नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रयेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीनिवतास्व कथा कृष्णाः पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनाः हृदान्तास्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनति सुकृत्सतम् शुश्रूषोक्षदधानस्य वसुदेव कथा रुचि स्यमहत्सेवया विप्राक् पुण्यतीर्थानि सेवनात्. So we are reading today from the seventh canto, which is entitled The Signs of God, chapter 4. Hiranyakashiputra rises the universe, and on the board we have 17. I'm starting from the 14th. I will read 14, 15, 16, and then together we will read 17 verse.
Jagur Mahendra Sanamojasasthitam Vishvavasustumburur Asmat Adayaha Gandharvasidha Rishayostuvam Muhur Vidyadharaschapsaras Chapsarasascha Pandava.
O Maharaj Yudhishthir, descendant of Pandu, by dint of his personal power, Hiranyakashipu, being situated on the throne of King Indra, controlled the inhabitants of all the other planets. The two Gandharvas, Vishvavasu and Tumburu, I myself, and the Vidyadharas, Apsaras, and sages all offered prayers to him again and again just to glorify him. Purport. The Asuras sometimes become so powerful that they can engage even Narada Muni and similar devotees in their service. This does not mean that Narada was subordinate to Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes, however, it so happens in this material world that great personalities, even great devotees, can also be controlled by the Asuras. Text 15.
Sa eva varnashrami bih Kratubir buri dakshinaihi Ijyamano havir bhagan Agrahit svena tejasa.
Being worshipped by sacrifices offered with great gifts by those who strictly follow the principles of Varna and Ashram, Hiranyakashipu, instead of offering shares of the oblations to the demigods, accepted them himself. Text 16.
Akrishta pachya tasya sit sapta dvipavati mahi tatha kama dukha gavo nanascharya padam nabaha.
As in fear of Hiranyakashipu, the planet Earth, which consists of seven islands, delivered food grains without being plowed. Thus it resembled cows like the Surabi of the spiritual world, or the Kamadukha of heaven. The earth yielded sufficient food grains, the cows supplied abundant milk, and outer space was beautifully decorated with the wonderful phenomena. Text 17.
Ratnakarascha ratnaugams. Ratnakarascha ratnaugams. Tatpatnyaschohur urmibih. Tatpatnyaschohur urmibih. Kshara sidho grita kshaudra. Kshara sidho grita kshaudra. Dadikshiramrito dakaha. Dadik Shiramrito Dakaha Ratnakarascha Ratnaghams Tatpatnyaschohur Urmibih Kshara Sidhu Grita Kshaudra Dadik Shiramrito Dakaha. nas. Kad patneš ću podurmi bih. Šarasi dvugri tak šabra. Dik širam li to da kaha. Vaishnavis. Ratna parashya ratna bhams. Ratnakarah, the seas and the oceans. Cha and Ratna Oghan, various kinds of gems and valuable stones. Tatpatnyaha, the wives of the oceans and seas, namely the rivers. Cha also. Uhuh, carried, urmibih, by their waves. Kshara, the salt ocean. Sidu, the ocean of wine. Grita, the ocean of clarified butter. Kshaudra, the ocean of sugarcane juice. Dadhi, the ocean of yogurt. Kshira, the ocean of milk. Amrita, and the very sweet ocean. Udakaha, water. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By the flowing of their waves, the various oceans of the universe, along with their tributaries, the rivers, which are compared to their wives, supplied various kinds of gems and jewels for Hiranyakashipu's use. These oceans were the oceans of salt water, sugarcane juice, wine, clarified butter, milk, yogurt, and sweet water. Purport. The water of the seas and oceans of this planet, of which we have experience, are salty. But other planets within the universe contain oceans of sugarcane juice, liquor, ghee, milk, and sweet water. The rivers are figuratively described as wives of the oceans and seas because they glide down to the oceans and seas as tributaries, like the wives attached to their husbands. Modern scientists attempt excursions to other planets, but they have no information of how many different types of oceans and seas there are within the universe. According to their experience, the moon is full of dust. But this does not explain how it gives us soothing rays from a distance of millions of miles. As far as we are concerned, we follow the authority of Vyasadev and Shukadev Goswami, who have described the universal situation according to the Vedic literature. These authorities differ from modern scientists, who conclude from their imperfect sensual experience that only this planet is inhabited by living beings, whereas the other planets are all vacant or full of dust. Ratnakarashtya ratnaughams tat patnyaschokur urmibih kshara sidhu grita kshaudra dadhi kshiram rido takaha. By the flowing of their waves, the various oceans of the universe, along with their tributaries, the rivers, which are compared to their wives, supplied various kinds of gems and jewels for Hiranyakashipu's use. These oceans were the oceans of salt water, sugarcane juice, wine, clarified butter, milk, yogurt, and sweet water. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Litam Yenatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. So this is the description of rule by Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, he is the prototype of the demon, prototype of the atheist person who always wants to deny the existence of God. As we will see in the later chapters, even if he hears once the name of the Vishnu, he becomes immediately nervous and he's not able to control himself. So this is the description in these few verses from 14 to 17, how even such a great personalities like Narada Muni, Gandharvas, oceans, Earth was producing food grains without even being plowed. Everyone was doing that because of what? Fear. So in the same way, if we are doing our devotional service out of fear, then how this is defined? Vaidhi Bhakti. And Vaidhi Bhakti is just beginning. We should not continue our devotional life to the end of our existence in this human form in Vaidhi Bhakti. We should proceed further. Vaidhi Bhakti is mainly based on fear. Fear of scriptural injunctions, fear of transgressing the instructions of the spiritual master, but we should go further and develop Bhav Bhakti and Rag Bhakti. So there are examples, like there is an example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Govinda was going to Lord Chaitanya's room and he wanted to massage the feet of Lord Chaitanya, this was his service. And Lord Chaitanya was exactly in the door. He was laying down. And everywhere in the Shastra he said, you cannot cross over the Lord. Therefore every temple has some dome. You cannot go above the deities. But he crossed. Why? For service. He was prepared to make offense, but this was for service. So he did that. He did his service, massaging the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and he stayed there in the room. Why he didn't go out? Because this was not for service. This was for something else. And when Lord Chaitanya woke, he saw Govinda, and he saw there is already late. And why you didn't take your prasad? Because this was for service and this was for him. So if you have mentality that everything what we're doing is for the service of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, then doesn't matter. We can break everything. But this single mentality must be there. Single mentality of satisfying Guru and Gauranga. So now I will read one pastime from Krishna Lila, which is very nice and very instructive for all of us. This is chapter Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini. And I will read one verse and then commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. who is for me one of the best in commenting Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is Ten Canto, chapter Marriage of Krishna and Rukmini, text 32. Drishtva bratri vadhod yogam rukmini bhaya vihvala patitva padayor bartur uvacha karunam sati. Seeing Lord Krishna ready to kill her brother, saintly Rukmini was filled with alarm. She fell at her husband's feet and piteously spoke as follows. So what do you think? Why she fell on the lotus feet of Krishna? She was so much in affection for her brother that she don't want to, she wanted to ask Krishna that please don't kill my brother. What do you think? No, we will hear now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He gives, without his purports, we will not understand what was going on in the mind of Rukmini. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rukmini thought, what will people think if they know that my brother was killed before my eyes? She was not concerned with her brother, she was concerned with herself. She was filled with fear because of this, not out of affection of her brother. The prema of the queens of Dvaraka, known as Samanja Saprema, proper love, is dependent on public opinion. Whereas the prema of the Vraja Gopis, known as Samartha Prema, is much stronger because it is not depend at all on the opinion of the public. However, one should not think that the general characteristic of prema, namely exclusive possessiveness of Vishnu in a loving relationship, is lacking in Rukmini. Since within herself she actually had no affection at all for Rukmi and other demons like him. This will be described later in detail. Exclusive possessiveness is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu for chapter 2.2. So, doesn't matter what we are doing, but what is our mentality? What we really want, we want to attain by this devotional service? What is our attitude inside our consciousness, inside our mind? And it's explained here by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. She was concerned what people will think about me if Rukmi will be killed in my presence. I'm sister, he is my brother. So in the same way, I read that? Because I'm concerned with the 24-hour kirtan. Some of the devotees may think, what people will think if I join this 24-hour kirtan? What people will think when they see me with these devotees? So this is the test. If we are falling in the category of proper love, we mean samanjasa rati, or we fall in the pure love. Pure love means sarartha rati, which is exemplified by the devotees from Vraj, and especially Vraja Gopis. So that's the whole essence. What we're looking for in this Krishna conscious movement? What we're looking for? Boga Ishvarya Prasakta Nam Tayapahrita Chetasam Vyavasayatmika Buddhih Samadav Na Vidiyate. Boga Ishvarya. We're looking for sense gratification and opulences and followers and money and so on. Are we looking for something which the whole title of our movement is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We want to develop our Krishna Bhakti in this movement. So this should be our internal looking inside our own hearts, what motivates us to do devotional service, what motivates us to do anything in our devotional lives. So here in this portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have two extreme examples. You have Hiranyakashipu, and his influence is described in these few verses, and on the other side we have Prahlad. So up to the point where pure devotion is completely manifest, Krishna will not able to save us from our material consciousness. So Prahlad is the personification of pure devotional service. And when the whole situation goes to extreme, when nothing works because Hiranyakashipu wants to kill his son in so many different ways, but then he wants to kill him personally, at that time Nrisingadev appears and he kills Hiranyakashipu and saves Prahlad. So in the same way, when up to the point where we completely depend on Krishna, we don't care on anything else, any material situation, arrangement, we completely depend upon Krishna's grace, then Krishna completely take care of us. That's the whole purport of this Leela. Of course, there are different purposes, different purports to this Leela, but it's one of them that we, as members of this society, we need to develop pure devotion. And at that time, the Krishna will respond properly. And we will see that Hiranyakashipu was worshipped by many, many different personalities. He was receiving the oblations for himself instead for the demigods. Demigods were hiding in so many different places out of fear of him. But this was not going on forever. And also he was not satisfied. You can be worshipped by so many devotees and people and pilgrims and this, but if you're not doing proper devotional service, you never be satisfied. And your activities will come to an end. Like in Hiranyakashipu case. So Krishna or Nrisingadev, he appears just few days back. We have Lord Nrisingadev appearance day. He appears only when his devotees are harassed. And you can see that when Lord Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, then all the soldiers came. He also killed them and he sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. He was so angry. Nobody could pacify him. Even Lakshmi cannot pacify him. Only Prahlad. Because Prahlad is personification of pure devotion. And he was not fearing Lord Nrisingadev because he had complete faith in Lord Nrisingadev. Even if he kills me, it's for my benefit. Marobi rakobi yoicha tohara. Krishna can save me, Krishna can kill me, doesn't matter. Whatever Krishna is doing for me is for my benefit. That's the pure devotion. So we have choice. always in our life. To go in the footsteps of Hiranyakashipu or go in the footsteps of Prahlad. So we should be very, very careful what kind of attitude we are developing in Krishna consciousness. Amara jivana sada paperata nahiko punira lesha pareri udvega diyachi ekota diyachi jivera klesha nija sukha lagi papanahidori. There's a whole song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's describing himself as a sinful person. That's the mind of pure devotee. He describes himself as a sinful person, conquered by sleep, by enviousness, like that. He never thinks about others like that. So that's the pure devotion. But when we are thinking that we are pure devotees and others have so many different faults, then we are no longer devotees. When we start to think like that, it's just opposite. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also was thinking like that about himself, out of pure devotion, that I'm more sinful than Jagai Madai, and I'm like worm in the stool. Srila Prabhupada also was thinking like that about himself. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, every pure devotee, all the Guru Parampara, different devotees of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord, they explain, they describe themselves like that. And we can follow in their footsteps to properly situate ourselves, that we are Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor, Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. We are servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And in this way we can remain humble, sincere, enthusiastic in our devotional life. So this much I want to say. We have still 25 minutes. I'm not so skillful in giving lectures, please forgive me. I'm a simple boy. But if there are some questions, yes, Mataji. We have microphone.
Krishna, thank you so much for your class, Prabhu. I just wanted to say on the last point that you mentioned about humility, that humility of our acharyas is that they consider themselves the most sinful and everything, but how to properly develop this kind of humility, because there's difference between such humility, when you think about yourself like this, and then you do everything for the Lord, like the service that they've done. But yeah. We, in our case, we start think like this, and then we become paralyzed, and we become like despaired, and we have like depression. So how to properly...
So... The acharyas were thinking like that about himself, but still we need to do something for them, for the others, yes?
Like, they were thinking like
yeah,
this
because devotee thinks, by doing for others, I can be purified from those qualities. This is the way how I can be removed those qualities from my heart. This is my motivation, such a low motivation. I have this and this and that. And by preaching to others, by giving them Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote like 100 different positions. He discovered a yoga pit. He was looking 7 years, I don't know, 7 years, maybe more, maybe less, to find Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Yes, 7 years, 5 years, I don't know exactly, but I hear 7 years. 7 years he spent to find Chaitanya Chaitamrita, you can imagine. After maybe 450 years, maybe a little more, of Lord Chaitanya disappearance. He could not find Chaitanya Chaitamrita here. Maybe he was looking here in Bengal or Orissa. So he did so much, but still he was thinking like that about himself. So this is your internal meditation about yourself, that you may feel like that, but then you're doing everything. You can help others, you can help yourself, so you can be purified from those qualities.
So that's all.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Could you just explain? I just don't really understand when you said transgressing Vaidhi Bhakti.
How to transgress?
No, what does that actually mean? Because anything beyond Vaidhi Bhakti is beyond my
So what's the border between Vaidhi Bhakti and Bhava Bhakti? What do you think? Borderline.
You were mentioning Bhava Prem.
Yeah, Prem is a little later. First Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti is preliminary stage of the Prema or Rag Bhakti. So the border is your greediness, Lobha. Not greediness for acquiring material things. No, greediness to do seva. If you have greediness to do seva for Vaishnavas, for your Guru Maharaj, for Prabhupada, for Krishna, you know, if you have this greediness in your heart, then you're on the threshold of Bhava Bhakti. This greediness, this lavliyam, is the key of the quality which by which you can attain perfection in your spiritual life. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, he describes like that. Eka lavliyam. That's just by this one quality of your greediness, that you cannot stay in one place peacefully because you want to do this and this and that for devotees and for anyone and give them Krishna consciousness, whatever. Whatever service. So that's greediness, it's the key. And it's the borderline between Vaidhi Bhakti, when everything you're doing, because someone is doing, telling you what to do and this and that, you know. Prabhupada wanted us to become independently thoughtful. Which means we are doing our, we know what to do by ourselves. But we always in the triangle of Shastra, Guru and Sadhu. We're not doing anything beyond that triangle. Shastra, Guru, Sadhu, if you're doing everything in that triangle, then everything will be fine. So you can be guided for some time, like parents are guiding their children how to walk. But then at some point, the child is walking on, the children are walking on themselves. They need only example, like adults are walking, so the child is looking and practice. And then falls down sometimes, then again walks. And then after some time walks. In the same way, in the beginning we need so much help. But after some time, walk on your own legs. Because if the parents are continuing still with the children, then the children develops this mentality, I cannot walk without parents. No, the child is meant to walk independently of their own. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question. Is in connection with one of the verse you read. I don't know if it's the verse 14 or 15, where you mentioned that even Narada Muni, yes, was in the service of Hiranyakashipu.
14 verse, first verse,
yeah.
Yes.
Narada Muni was in the service of Hiranyakashipu.
Yeah, he was doing
because of fear. I don't know, because we know that Narada Muni is a pure devotee of the Lord.
Yes.
A pure devotee, they have conquered fear. How come Narada Muni himself was in the service of a great demon like Hiranyakashipu. And this, it was in the connection with the last verse, 13, yesterday verse, where they mentioned that the three main deity, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, they were worshipping Hiranyakashipu. Even Vishnu was worshipping
Naga. No.
You can read the verse.
Okay, I'll read this for you. Yeah. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that everyone but the three principal demigods, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, engaged in his service. But, so means they were excluded. Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, they were excluded from the service. They were not doing service. This was but. But Narada Muni, he did some service.
Why? I'm confused. Why Narada Muni was doing service of Hiranyakashipu?
Lila. Some things are just Lila. The Lila of the Bhagavatam. You cannot... Why? He can live. He has spiritual body. Nothing can harm him. Narada Muni has spiritual body. There is a Lila when Narada Muni appears to Kamsa, and Kamsa understands that Narada Muni has spiritual body, and he says to him, can I have such a body like you? And Narada Muni, yes, but you need to do one thing. And Kamsa is like very eager to, what is this? You need to surrender to Krishna. And when he hears that, he throws some weapon or something on Narada Muni. This just went through him. He was not able to do any harm to Narada Muni. Maybe these Gandharvas were his friends. I don't know, I can speculate. I can speculate forever. Why Narada Muni was engaged in service of Hiranyakashipu? Maybe just for fun.
Hare Krishna, in this pastime of Narada Muni and Kamsa, I remembered that Narada Muni, with the intention to make the appearance of Lord Krishna come faster, he told him, well, I don't remember very well, but I'm sure you will correct me. He said that Lord Krishna had already taken birth because he wanted Kamsa to start persecuting, and I don't remember why, but he had some intention there. So I don't know, maybe it's for something similar.
I don't know, nothing comes to my mind. I'm not Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. We should read commentary to this verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then, by the grace of the Acharya, we can understand what was the mindset of Narada Muni at the time. You know, only pure devotees can see the Lila properly. What's going on? Like, not only this, what was going on in the mind of Rukmini. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur can describe what is going on in the mind of Krishna, how the Shakti, there is Satya Sankalpa Shakti, and Lila Shakti, and this Shakti, what's going on in the mind, why Krishna was upset this time, why Krishna was not eating, everything he can describe, because he is pure devotee. Some authorities say this, he is the incarnation of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami is our Rasika Acharya. There's Samband Abhideya Tattva Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami. And then to some authorities, they say that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he is again coming as incarnation of Rupa Goswami. Okay? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, when my mind becomes completely my enemy, what's the best way to get out from this?
The best process is chant Hare Krishna Mataji. Chant Hare Krishna, especially in the Dham, where everything is counted 1,000 times, you have the best opportunity to conquer your mind, you conquer your senses, conquer your weakness. I don't know about you, but I'm not coming from very elevated family. My childhood was not like the children, like this child or children from the Gurukul. I didn't have such a childhood. I have so many anarthas which I accumulated up to 20 years of age when I joined Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we are conquered by our anarthas, or sometimes we are conquered by our minds. This only way is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalava Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatiranyatha. Japa is one way, and more powerful is Harinam Sankirtan. Because this is the gift of Lord Chaitanya. And in that gift, everything is there. It's Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, it's Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. Everything is in all these qualities which is described in the first verse of Shikshashtaka. All these gifts are there. If you want to have taste for japa, we should have more Harinam Sankirtan. If you start to see that our japa is like mechanical, you know, we have mentality that when I will finish these rounds and put my japa away, instead of have the mentality, you know, I'm coming so quickly to the end, I would like to chant more, but I don't have time. So we should do Harinam Sankirtan more and more. And then by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and his pure devotees, we can get taste in chanting properly our japa. Because japa, proper japa, is giving us impetus to do Harinam Sankirtan, and proper Harinam Sankirtan give us impetus to do proper japa. One thing is pushing another. So the mind, we have always problems with the mind. So many thoughts are coming, so many desires are in the subconsciousness, and then gradually they come into the surface of consciousness. Unlimited stock. But we have the best weapon, and we should utilize this weapon. Dadati pratigrihnati guhyam akhyati prichati bunkte buddhjayate chivashad vidhi priti lakshanam. You can also reveal your mind to someone else. Talk about this problem to someone else, so someone can hear that and give you some advice. But this is secondary. If you have faith in someone, if you have faith in someone, reveal your mind to others. And then this person can help you in this way or that way. Hare Krishna. That's all. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. No, no.